Shabbat until the Shvat always fall out around the same time. And the question is this just a coincidence, or is there some fundamental connection between the two? Moreover, what's the lesson of Tu B'Shvat? The whole idea of trees beginning to bloom is so far from our minds with the weather that we've recently had. But we know that in Eretz Yisrael, Tu B'Shvat is a transition between winter and spring. The question is, for those of us who live in Chutz La'aretz, what's the message of Tu B'Shvat? Is Tu B'Shvat simply a day to eat various fruits and to dream about spring? Or is there some take-home message that we're supposed to internalize on this day? The Medrash makes an interesting statement about Kriyas Yamsuf. The pasuk says, Hayom ro'a vayonos. The Yamsuf saw something, so it ran away, it split. What did the Yamsuf see? Says the Medrash, the Yamsuf saw the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik, by whom it says, Vayonos vayetzei hachutza. When Eshes Potiphar confronted Yosef, Yosef ran away. When the Yamsuf saw the Aron of Yosef, it also ran away. Nos mipnei hanos. The Yamsuf ran away out of respect for Yosef, who ran away. What does this medrash mean? Is it simply a nice play of words, nos mipnei hanos, or is there some conceptual connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and Yosef running away from Eshes Potiphar? I think the answer to all these questions lies in a fundamental statement, a very famous comment of the Ramban at the end of Parashas Bos. The Ramban is troubled by the fact that so many mitzvos are zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. The purpose of many mitzvos seems to be to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mezuzah and Tefillin, Shabbos and Kriya Shema, certainly all of the mitzvos of the Seder night. Why do we need so many mitzvos to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Says the Ramban, the answer is that Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us a fundamental yisod in life. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only was the Borei Olam, he not only created the world, but he's Manhig Es HaOlam as well. He continues to run the world on a constant basis. We see this from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf were Nisim Gluyim, and they were supernatural miracles. When we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing supernatural miracles, that shows us that he's in control of Teva itself. In a sense, what we learn from supernatural miracles is that Teva itself is a nice. U'min ha'nisim ha'gedolim ha'mufursomim, says the Ramban, o'damodah v'nisim ha'nesparim shem yisod ha'tara kula. When we see Hashem can bend the laws of nature, that shows us that he's in control of nature. So Teva must not just happen by itself, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it happen. He's orchestrating the functioning of Teva. The trees blooming, the grass growing, the sun shining, people breathing and talking and laughing and moving. Why is this any less of an ace than an ace niglin? It's just that we're so used to Teva that we don't look at it as a miracle. But the truth is, it's no less a miracle than a nes nigla when Hashem bends the laws of nature. Maybe that's the deeper connection between Parshas B'Shalach and Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is a time when the trees are beginning to grow. They're starting to blossom. It's a time when Teva is regenerated. Teva experiences a sense of rebirth. Perhaps the reason we read Parshas B'Shalach and Kriyas Yamsuf around Tu B'Shvat is to reinforce the idea that Teva doesn't just happen by itself, but rather the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who caused the Nes Nigla of Kriyas Yamsuf is the one who causes nature to work the way it does on a daily basis. HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tom in Maisa Gracious. How is one Zocha to receive the Siyata D'Shmaya he needs to succeed in life in matters of Teva, like health and parnosa? How is one zocha to nisim l'mayla min ha-teva? The answer is, if one is misgaber, if one is in control of his own teva, then teva gives back to him, so to speak. What does it mean to be in control of one's teva? First of all, it means that a person has to control his taivas. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Izeu gibor hakovesh es yitzra." A person who's in control of his physical drives and desires is a gibor. That's the first step. But being in control of one's teva also means serving Hashem with mesiras nefesh. Batel ritzoncha b'pnei ritzono. A person has to be willing to give up his time, his sleep, some of his material comforts to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a third point as well. Being in control of one's teva means controlling one's midos, to control one's temper, to be maver al midosav, to forgive easily, to be like those who are in their love and ve'inam olvin, to be able to take criticism without responding, to ignore an insult. That's what being in control is all about. Such a person who's in control of his own teva, such a person who's misgaber on his own teva, is zochet to the brachos of teva. And he's also zochet to nisim l'mayla min ha-teva. Maybe that's the pshat in the Medrash, hayom rov ayonos nos mipnei hanos. The Yamsuf operated l'mayla min ha-teva in the zchus of Yosef, who controlled his own teva, who controlled his natural temptations when he ran away from Eishes Potifar. This is the lesson of Kriyas Yamsuf and the lesson of Yosef, that we have to try to be more in control of our own teva. We have to try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being misgaber over our natural tendencies, even when it's difficult. Good Shabbos.